Mill Creek City Council special meeting to order, and we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Mayor Pruitt, here.
Mayor Pro Tem Hauspaugh.
Here.
Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Michelson.
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Here.
Councilmember Bond.
Here.
Councilmember Todd.
Hey, Councilmember Todd has notified us he is on vacation. May we please have a motion to excuse?
Motion to excuse Councilmember Todd.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Audience communication? None. Okay, new business. We'll begin with item B, the collective bargaining agreement with AFSCME and Mill Creek.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. In your packets, I included a copy of the existing, the contract that expired as of December 31st, 2016 with AFSCME with red line strikes and insertion of new language so you could see the contract language changes. I'm not going to go through each of those changes unless you have a specific question. Just at a very high level, I think the economic terms that you're probably most interested in, because the past agreement was for 4 years and the proposed new agreement's 4 years, we did review the employees that would be members of that. The IT director's position came into the union, the city manager's executive assistant came out of the union, and part-time customer service reps went in the union, but they maintain their part-time status and are not guaranteed any fixed number of hours to their work schedule. And the contract states it'll be variable based upon service demand. Sick leave is no longer counted as hours worked for purposes of calculating overtime. The wage increases for the four-year duration of the contract is 2% for 2017 and then 2.25% for each of the remaining 3 years of the contract. The health insurance plan that the AFSCME and non-represented members of the city are currently on expires this year, the end of this year, and so we have moved these employees to the same health plan options as the Police Guild, which is consistent with our employee management philosophy that healthcare, every employee should have the same healthcare benefits. We have, and there's actually two health plans that they will be eligible to choose from. Again, same as with the Guild. The boot allowance for applicable employees was increased from $200 to $250 per year, and the city negotiated the use of the interns to be allowed but not included in the bargaining unit, provided the intern was limited to 480 hours per intern per year, and AFSCME was paid a service fee of $75 per intern. And then the parties agreed to form a labor management committee to meet monthly or as otherwise agreed to. And that those are the highlights. And again, I'm certainly happy to answer questions on any of the contract language or the provisions that are outlined in your agenda summary.
Brian? Just two quick questions. As I recall, part of the term sheet was the meeting reps and representatives of the council. Was that still part of the deal but not part of the agreement?
Right, that's separate from the contract but part of the tentative agreement, and we have reached out to them for setting up something in September.
Okay, and then the other question on page 10, I just caught me, the inclement weather section came out. So how is that going to be addressed in inclement weather situations?
Out of the contract because it's not something that's specific to AFSCME employees. It's more of a citywide policy, and so it's to be addressed in the personnel policies that are applicable.
So the unions understands that this is out of the contract but still going to be reflected in the policies?
Yes, and that's part of the tentative agreement that they've signed. Okay. And I should say that the union did ratify the tentative agreement by a vote of their membership prior to this being brought to council.
Okay, done.
Do you know offhand what the retro lump sum payment of the retro pay for the 6 months is going to entail? How much?
Approximately.
I can go to my office and look at that. But it's
41.
But I don't. That includes non-representatives as well. So just relative to AFSCME, I don't have that number off the top of my head.
Without Peggy, I didn't know that you would, but I just had.
Yeah, well, no, we were here taking a time on Saturday to get it all done.
Okay.
But the number in my head is the number of non-represented as well, so I don't have just the AFSCME number.
Thank you.
Chrissy, go ahead.
Thank you. First, I will note that city manager, great job, great hustle being here Saturday. You and Peggy both deserve a lot of credit for getting the employees' retro checks finalized and ready for council today. So, and also thank you for providing a highlighted copy of the contract to see a comparative difference. And the four-year deal is spectacular. So good job all the way around. Thank you. I've looked it over and good job. Thank you.
Any other questions? So what you're looking for is the council to authorize approval and for you to sign the agreement?
Motion to approve the AFSCME City of Mill Creek Collective Bargaining Agreement ending
December 31st, 2020.
December 31st, 2020. And for the city manager to sign.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Next up is adoption of the pay and classification plan for non-represented and AFSCME employees.
As the council is aware, traditionally the city has two pay plans, one for the police guild and one for all other employees, i.e. AFSCME and non-represented employees. In the contract itself, we only have that portion of the pay plan that pertains to the AFSCME employees. What you have in Exhibit C is actually the entire pay plan for everybody but commissioned police officers. And so a lot of this was, you saw during the budget process, but this pay plan has been updated since your last adoption in January to reflect the 2% COLA increase called for under the contract you just approved for 2017. It does include those positions that are anticipated but not yet recruited or hired, like the Director of Public Works and Development Services. It includes updated positions or classifications based on reorganizations, positions that have been reclassified based on updated AWC salary data, and then changes made pursuant to the contract negotiations. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have on that.
Any questions? So you would like a motion to adopt the proposed pay and classification plan for non-represented and AFSCME employees?
And I should have put in there is for 2017, and I would just like to ask the council to make this motion for the pay plan to be effective as of August 1st, 2017. That's the start of a new pay period. And so for payroll processing, that's easier than starting reclasses in the middle of a pay period and eliminates a lot of manual calculations. So we would give the employees who would be reclassified the benefit of those, I guess, 7 days since you're approving it technically on the 7th.
Sounds like I have a motion.
Okay.
Adoption. So the motion would be adoption of the proposed 2017 pay and classification plan for non-represented and AFSCME employees to be effective as of August 1, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously.
Item D
is the extension of the city manager's contract. It's consent agenda, sorry. Yes, we have a consent agenda. We have extension of the city manager's contract. We have approval of checks number 57267 through 57329 and ACH wire transfers in the amount of $1,087,890.50. Audit Committee, Council Members Kelly and Michelson. Any exceptions?
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
And we have payroll and benefit ACH payments in the amount of $212,172.94. Any exceptions?
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Including item D?
Yes, D, E, and F.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes, I'll make that motion.
I'm going to need a second. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Vinny?
Go ahead, Don.
You can take it.
Second the motion.
Okay, so all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Audience communication? None? Nothing else from the council? So with that, we are adjourned. Great. You go home to dinner.
Record day. 11 minutes.